Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Can a game bring a family together? I think so. Let's find out. Hey, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Campbell. It is great to have you here. And back in the studio with me is Peter. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Campbell. Hello, everyone.
All right. We've been talking a lot about gaming the past few days. What was something that stood out to you from the past couple of days?
Right. I guess for me, what stood out is two things. I'll be brief about both of them, but the idea that games, video gaming, is not inherently good or bad. Inherently meaning not by definition, not part of its essential nature. It's good or bad in terms of how we use it. If we play too much or if we don't play at all, we may be missing out on some of the benefits of video gaming, which involve increasing hand-eye coordination or the ability to multitask. That's one thing. The other thing I've learned is how simple it is to stay healthy if you play video games a lot. There was a specific example yesterday about how one study showed that video gamers, competitive video gamers, who took a 6-minute walk, went for a walk for just 6 minutes once an hour, improved their health considerably over those who did not. And that's so simple to do that I just think this article, frankly, on the subject of video gaming, it's full of good news.
Yes. And I think it's just all common sense, right? I mean, just get up and move. I think this is just what everybody should be doing. You know, for any of us who sit in an office, you should be doing that as well. Getting up every hour, just kind of walking around for a bit. You know, my watch always reminds me to get up and stand up and walk around, because in modern society, it can be very easy to just be sedentary a lot, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also just be careful about what you're eating. This is just common sense, right? Don't just be eating snacks all the time. You want to make sure that you're eating healthy and you're eating right and you're staying conscious and aware of what you're putting in your body, okay? Yeah. And then not too much screen time, turning it off before bed, and also being aware of the content that you're basically consuming, right? You want to be careful of the content that you're feeding yourself with. So be careful about the games that you're playing, the movies that you're watching, the shows that you're, you know, that you're streaming. All these different things, you want to make sure that you're checking in on yourself and making sure that you're staying healthy.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to shift quickly to another article here that's talking about a game that brings the family together. Now, do you like to play board games?
I do. Yeah, I grew up playing board games with my family, board games, card games. And it was a time that I look back on fondly, with affection. It was a time when passions could run high sometimes, and, you know, certain dynamics in a family can be revealed when they all get together to play a game.
Sure.
But I think overall, you know, there is a deeper value in the unity of that and in just everyone in the same family being able to participate in the same activity and have fun.
Right. So board games are a great way for family and friends to bond together, right?
Yeah.
But what do board games have to do with what we're talking about? Well, we've been talking about video games, right? And a certain entrepreneur named Bryn Putnam, she came up with this unique, what we call a console, right? Which is kind of, I would say, a hybrid, meaning a combination of board games and digital video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how this can become something that families can enjoy together and can be something that can actually create more bonds within the family. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into our article. We'll start where it says, a game that brings the family together.
A game that brings the family together. After entrepreneur Bryn Putnam sold her smart fitness company Mirror to Lululemon for $500 million in 2020, She was looking for her next big idea. It was the middle of the pandemic, and Putnam was living with 5 kids ranging in age from 2 to 21. She says she often found herself dreaming of an activity that would get her whole family to sit down and connect with each other. When we played games, we were either playing board games like Candyland so that the littlest ones could participate, or we would try to play video games. But the teenagers who've logged a lot of hours on modern controllers would always smoke us, Putnam said. There was a missing product, one that could give you the tactile feel of physical pieces and the face-to-face interaction of sitting around a shared experience, but with the interactivity of video games.
Okay, well, we're talking about a game that brings the family together. So after entrepreneur Bryn Putnam sold her smart fitness company Mirror to Lululemon for $500 million in 2020, she was looking for her next big idea. So she's a serial entrepreneur. She's someone that has started businesses and has sold businesses and now wants to look for her next big project. Now, her next big project came from a unique inspiration, right? So what's the story here? It was in the middle of the pandemic, and what happened?
Right. Well, it was the middle of the pandemic. We all remember that. And Putnam was living with 5 kids ranging in age from 2 to 21, which is quite an age range there.
Well, like the oldest kids were old enough to be the youngest kids' parents.
Right. Yeah. So now it doesn't specify too much the exact relationships, but nevertheless, in the household, there were 5 kids ranging in age from 2 to 21. And obviously, I say obviously, but it seems at least understandable that she often found herself dreaming of an activity that would get her whole family to sit down and connect with each other, the 2-year-old as well as the 21-year-old.
Right. And I mean, just to put it in perspective, that's like a college student, right, with a preschooler.
With a preschooler.
Yeah.
So that's one activity that could bring that range together is, that's a search.
Yeah. And so we hear a little bit more about the struggle, right? When we play games, we were either playing board games like Candyland so that the littlest ones could participate. Candyland is just a very, very simple board game. I think many people should be familiar with it, where you just, you know, you have little pieces and you're rolling a die and just kind of moving along the board and trying to get to the end, you know, and just a very simple game so that the littlest ones could participate. But you can imagine that the 21-year-old is not there to play this game for themselves, right?
Right.
They're probably there just to support the youngest one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So they would do that, and then to the other extreme, they would try to play video games. But the thing is, teenagers who've logged a lot of hours, again, we've talked about people who logging hours just means they spent a lot of time on the modern controllers, they would always smoke us. That's an interesting term.
Right. Smoke, one of those words in English that has a variety of different meanings. In this case, smoke means to, it's kind of a slangy use of the term. To smoke someone is to thoroughly defeat them, to just, you know, it wasn't even close. He smoked us. He ran so fast.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I mean, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking probably origins are, you know, probably a race car, right? Mm. You're racing, and then, you know, if a car zooms forward, they leave a puff of smoke
right
behind. Or if you look at the cartoons, right, you know, when you two people racing, usually the person who runs faster kind of leaves a cloud of smoke,
exactly.
Right? And so this idea of, like, when someone rushes or beats you or defeats you, they leave you, like, in this cloud of smoke. So they smoke you.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, the teenagers, because they played the games so often, they know how to play it. They're really good at the controls. They know how to maneuver. They're able to defeat people easily.
Right. Young and old.
Right. So it just becomes, you know, and it's no fun for people to always lose, right? So the youngest probably don't want to play because they feel like they can never beat their older siblings.
Right. That's a good point. Not only would they get beaten thoroughly by the teenagers. Not only would they get smoked, but it would always happen.
Yeah.
There was, you know, oh, you were particularly good tonight, but I might get you next week or something. No, no, next week they're going to smoke you again. And
right.
The week after that.
Right. And as with any good entrepreneur, she noticed there was something missing. You know, there was a problem that needed a solution, and there was no solution. So as a good entrepreneur, she started to think about what she could do. She said there was a missing product, one that could give you the tactile feel of physical pieces and the face-to-face interaction of sitting around a shared experience, but with the interactivity of video games. So this goes back to what I was talking about, the hybrid between board game and video game. Right? And so we have the word tactile here. What is that?
All right. Tactile just means anything that relates to your sense of touch. If we say that a room we're in is a very tactile room, it could mean that it has a carpet and that it has a different kind of material on the walls and just various things in the room that relate to your sense of touch, regardless of how they might look or sound or even smell. Tactile room has things oriented to your sense of touch.
Right. So when we're talking about board games like chess or checkers or Monopoly or any of those physical board games, usually there are pieces that you're moving around the board, right? So these are things that you can feel and touch and actually, you know, physically move. But when we're talking about video games, a lot of that is digital. So you're controlling it through a controller. There's not as much of that physical movement, right? And also with video games, there's less face-to-face interaction, and
right.
You're not sitting around and sharing an experience, right?
Right, you're all just looking at the screen.
Exactly. And, yeah. So Putnam has an idea. And what is that idea? Well, let's keep reading to find out.
Enter board. Putnam's newest venture. Board is a 24-inch game console that looks a bit like a gigantic iPad. It combines the setup and feel of a traditional board game with the digital screen of a video game, allowing players to use physical pieces on top of an interactive screen. The console comes with 12 exclusive games and can accommodate up to 10 players in a team setting. The options run the gamut from 60-second long arcade-inspired games to an escape room-themed experience that can take up to 90 minutes to complete. Even within the games themselves, players of different ages and skill levels can find roles appropriate to them. Like in the chef-inspired game Chop Chop, where the kind of utensil game piece chosen by each participant determines their role in the kitchen. The 2-year-old can be the sponge and feel a lot of joy cleaning the kitchen. But it's very simple and intuitive for them to do, Putnam says. The grown-up can be in charge of managing the order tickets as they come in and strategizing about how to navigate the changing kitchen layout, recipes, and tickets.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. I definitely think I would love to get my hand on this board and try to play it with my family. All right, so board is Putnam's newest venture. What is a venture exactly?
Yeah, a venture, that's a word that's kind of hard to define without using the word, but a venture is an attempt to do something. It sounds a little bit like the word adventure, and it has some overlap with that, an adventure to explore something to, in the case of entrepreneurship, it means a new product or service that you are going to try to get started, a new company that you're trying to found, to do something, a venture. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I understand what it means, but it's kind of tricky to define this word.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, as you were saying, it's usually used in business terms. It's a new project. It's a new business. It's a new startup, something new that people are trying to develop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we talk about venture capitalists. These are people that invest in these new businesses. So basically, it's Putnam's newest product and business, right?
Yeah,
something new project that she's building and she's trying to develop. And we have a little bit of a description of what board is here. Can you tell us about it?
Right. Well, it's a 24-inch game console. Console just meaning a flat board that has the controls for a machine or a piece of electrical equipment, a computer. We could say that the dashboard of your car is a console. Basically, that's another word you could use to describe it, where it has, all the information about how fast you're going, how many miles you've driven, that sort of thing. And so this is a 24-inch console that looks a bit, this is a very helpful image, it looks a bit like a gigantic iPad. And it combines the sense of a traditional board game with the digital screen of a video game. So it's like getting the board of a board game out of the box, but instead of being made of cardboard, it's a video screen.
So it sounds interesting. Yeah. So again, the console, we actually used the word a few times, you know, the past couple of days when we talk, like, for example, if you're talking about the PS2, well, PS, what, I don't even know what number.
What number we're at now, yes.
The PS5. PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
Or the Nintendo or the
ColecoVision.
Right. So it's basically that box. That's the console, right? There's a television console, computer console, basically the machine or, you know, this, in this case, we're talking about this gigantic iPad looking thing as the console, and it functions as the board game.
Right.
Right. And kind of makes sense. Basically allows you to have many games in one.
Right, right. And it even has physical pieces that you use on top. So unlike an iPad where you just control everything by touching the screen with your fingers, in this case, presumably you can touch the screen with your fingers, but you can also touch it with these game pieces that are included for certain of the games in it. And that is getting at that tactile feel that Putnam was just talking about, how she felt like that was missing from gaming or from video gaming in general.
Right. And it makes sense. And, you know, with the technology that's available today, if you think about iPads, it is that touch screen, but then you're combining it with traditional board game physical pieces, right? And allow these, and they use these pieces to interact with the screen. So the console comes with, I'm sure over time they'll probably increase the number of games. Currently it comes with 12 exclusive games and can accommodate up to 10 players in a team setting. So that's pretty impressive.
Right,
So this is perfect for her family of 5 plus probably her and her husband 7, you know, that would be great for them.
Yeah, it says it can accommodate up to 10 players in a team setting. So that's also, I think, well thought out in that it is, you know, it's not big just to, for sensation or to grab your attention. It's big for a purpose so that, you know, multiple people, up to 10 players, can gather around this one 24-inch game console and all be involved in playing the game.
Yeah. All right. We have an interesting phrase here. Run the gamut. The options run the gamut from 60-second long arcade-inspired games to an escape room-themed experience that can take up to 90 minutes to complete. What is this run the gamut? What does that mean?
Right. That's a great phrase, run the gamut. It means that there is a range of options, a range of possibilities, and the thing in question touches on options throughout that range. And in this case, 12 games included in the board. It means that there are certain kinds of games that are, let's say, very simple, and certain kinds of games that are very hard. There are certain kinds of games that are maybe just for 2 players. There are certain kinds of games that are for 10 players. There's this range of things. It's like a menu, it's a gamut. It's like a menu of options. And so if something has options that run the gamut, it just means it has a lot of different possibilities.
Yeah, so there's a huge range of different types of games, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking about range in terms of a skill level, in terms of difficulty level, but also in terms of time, Right. Yes. So we have 60-second long, so really short arcade-inspired games. And then we have a really long 90-minute escape room-themed experience. So it can play games that are just very quick. You know, maybe you just have a few minutes, you can play those games. But if you have maybe a game night where you set aside a whole evening, then you can play the one that might take a bit longer and take a little bit more thought. Right,
right. Right.
And another aspect of range or gamut that we're talking about are their skill levels, right? There, you can, people of all different ages can play.
Okay. Right, yeah. That's, again, a very well thought out thing here that, age range in that house going from 2 to 21, you want to have games that appeal to all those different age levels, and maybe some appeal to multiple age levels so that, you know, theoretically, the 2-year-old could play alongside the 10-year-old or the 12-year-old or the 20-year-old.
Yeah, and so they give a specific example here, the chef-inspired game Chop Chop. Chef-inspired just meaning it's probably a game about cooking.
Yeah.
And the kind of utensil game piece chosen by each participant determines their role in the kitchen. Now, when we're talking about utensils, we're talking about things like knives and spoons and forks and, you know, different things that you might use in the kitchen or things that you might use in the dining room. Mm-hmm. And there's these pieces that are, I guess, designed to look like these utensils. And depending on which piece you choose, you get a different role in the game.
Yeah, I like that. It goes on to say that the 2-year-old, for example, could be the sponge. And so presumably there's a game piece in the shape of a sponge. And if that's your piece for the game Chop Chop, then you do a lot of cleaning. And that's good because for a 2-year-old, that's a simple thing that they can do, but also participate in the overall game. They're not just watching the adults play.
Right. So it sounds like, I mean, I haven't seen the game, but it sounds like basically you're running a kitchen in this game.
Yeah.
And one of them, you know, one of the people's jobs, their job is to keep the kitchen clean, and you have to use the sponge to clean. But then a grown-up or someone that has a little bit more experience, they have to manage the order tickets as they come in and strategize about how to navigate the changing kitchen layout, recipes, and tickets, right? I mean, I've never worked in a kitchen, but I do watch a lot of shows like Hell's Kitchen or MasterChef, right? And they're always, you know, calling out orders, and they have to, you know, manage what comes out and when, and make sure that things get out on time.
Right. A lot of things to navigate on those shows. Navigate, normally we hear that in terms of boats and ships at sea, finding their way around, but it also can be used in everyday life simply to understand or deal with something complicated.
So this sounds like a really great idea. I think it's the idea of, you know, having different roles for different people of different ages and skill levels, and allows everybody to participate and be a part of the game, you know. So this is really smart. I think I would love to get a hold of this game and just, or this board and play it. What about you?
Yeah, me too, definitely. Also, just the way that they have included these game pieces, which you don't really need to play a video game.
Right.
You know, a video game is all digital. You just need some kind of console or joystick to control your on-screen avatar.
Right.
So I like the fact that they are truly trying to make this a combination, a hybrid of board game and video game, because in board games you have that tactile feel. You have the little pieces. If you've ever played Monopoly,
right,
then you're used to moving your car or your shoe or your little animal, whatever it might be, and that's part of the game, touching it, moving it around, in addition to rolling the dice and reading the cards that you draw.
Yeah, but I mean, my only concern is, you know, my kids, and I think kids in general are a little bit not as careful. So I would be worried. I mean, since it is like an iPad, like, they might damage it. I don't know. Do you know anything about that?
Well, fortunately, we have that little sidebar that you can see there in which it indicates that the game has been designed with safety features. It is spill resistant, so you can feel free to have little ones playing on it, playing around it without damaging the game.
Well, that's good. It seems like Bryn Putnam has thought of almost everything.
Yes. No, I think she's covered most of the bases here.
That's pretty amazing. All right. What about you? Would you want to play this game? Would you want to bring this board into your household and play it with your family? Do you feel like it would be something that could benefit you and create more connection within your family? Let us know. Write to us. And also write to us about the previous 2 days as well. What are your thoughts on video games and staying healthy while you're playing video games? Do you think this is something that is doable? Or do you think that it's something that, you know, maybe people should just avoid playing video games in general? What are some of your thoughts? Let us know, all right? You can always write to us and make sure you check out our YouTube and different things like that so that you can learn more about the articles that you have in this magazine. Until next time, this is Campbell.
This is Peter.
And we will chat with you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.